Getting back to me. That's the thing. We're all just trying to get back to ourselves and find out who we are, and we've got all this clutter in our way, and our lives are messy and disorganized, and that's when we cry out for help, and the person that we would cry out to is Colette Robichaud, one of the people, president of Organize Anything. We were talking about how this came about, started with marketing, and then ended up having to reorganize office, and then finally lives, and you took to it, Colette. Right?
Yes, I did. I realized that my clients were getting a lot of value out of the services I was providing, and I was having a lot of fun doing it.
So I was talking to you during the break a little bit about timings during the year. You have different times of the year that people, that the sort of the needs are different. Is that fair to say?
That's right. In the fall, I tend to do a lot more training, seminars, maybe conferences and things like that. And spring and summer, a lot of people moving. I do home staging, so preparing the home to sell. There's a lot of that happening in the spring, even though a lot of people start doing that a year in advance, which is a good time to do it as well if you have enough knowledge that you're going to sell. Start early.
Right.
And just a variety of things that happen throughout the year. Different people have different needs.
Talk about home staging. What does that mean?
Home staging is the process of getting your home ready to sell, and that's often decluttering, doing some furniture rearranging. How we live in our home and how we sell it are two different things, so we don't want to confuse it with decorating, because decorating, we decorate to personalize, and with staging, we depersonalize to some degree in that we take out the items that are sort of more pertinent to our lifestyle. We want people to walk in, I call it sort of a residential commercial. We want to have it something that relates to the greatest number of potential buyers.
So the 42 stuffed squirrel collection, probably get it out of there.
Well, they're so caught up in counting those squirrels, looking at those squirrels, that they don't see the wonderful architectural details in your home.
I see.
So we don't want to distract them by some of our wonderful oddities or even some of our nice things as well. So we just want to get it down, minimalize it a little bit so they can see the home and imagine themselves in the home. And often when we have too much of our own stuff in there, they can't see it. And our things become wallpaper. We're used to living with them. We're used to walking over things and tripping over things. So.
Yeah. That pile of wires makes sense to me.
Yes. And I come in with a fresh set of eyes and give them some advice and provide the work as well to get it ready.